KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Now take a look at sports here this morning. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says the Big Ten's move to a 9-game league schedule starting in 2017 shouldn't affect the Hawkeyes' annual matchup with Iowa State. The Big Ten announced the move to 9 conference games on Thursday that will leave Big Ten teams with 3 open slots in a typical 12-game regular season. Barta says the Big Ten worked with Iowa regarding its series with Iowa State. And Barta says that at this point, the rivalry will go forward without interruption. Iowa and Iowa State have met every year since 1977. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones will face off in Ames on September the 10th. Iowa State already going to a 9-game league schedule here this year as they continue on with the 10-team Big 12. Moving on to news from the Kansas City Chiefs camp, Tom Ali jogged down the long grassy hillside of the practice field at Missouri Western State University, and the modest crowd on hand for the Kansas City Chiefs practice burst into applause, and the veterans finally have arrived at training camp. One day after agreeing to a 5-year, $60 million contract that makes him the second highest paid outside linebacker in the league, Ali and the Chiefs enjoyed their first full squad practice since arriving last week. Veteran free agents had been unable to participate until Thursday when the new collective bargaining agreement was ratified and league year officially began. Ali joined newcomers such as wide receiver Steve Breston, defensive tackle Kelly Gregg, and fullback LaRon McClain on the practice fields. The Chiefs still wore only shoulder pads and helmets as the coaching staff takes a cautious approach to getting everybody up to speed. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that third-round draft pick Justin Houston has agreed to a $2.78 million 4-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. The person spoke on condition of anonymity Wednesday because the team had not made an official announcement. The deal includes a $671,000 signing bonus. Houston was the 70th overall pick out of Georgia and among its the last rookies to sign. The 6'3", 270-pound defensive end is expected to bolster the Chiefs' pass rush, along with outside linebacker Tamba Ali, who agreed to his own deal on Wednesday. And starting cornerback Brandon Carr also signed his free agent tender on Thursday and joined Ali and most of the rest of the other Chiefs in the training camp. In other NFL news, the Chargers and first-round pick Corey Leggett have agreed on the terms to a 4-year contract. The defensive lineman out of Illinois was the 18th pick in the draft and missed the first week of training camp. New England has signed first-round draft pick Nate Solder. The offensive tackle was a first-team All-American last year at Colorado. And a person with knowledge of the negotiations has told the AP that New York Giants have agreed to terms with cornerback Prince Amukamara and making him the NFL's last first-round pick to do so. He was the 19th overall pick in April's draft. In other NFL news as well, Oakland has lost star running back Darren McFadden for a couple weeks after he broke an orbital bone in his face. The team did not say how the injury happened. Jaguars quarterback David Garrard left practice Thursday night after suffering an apparent back injury. Trainers worked on the 10-year veteran on the sideline before he hobbled to a side exit and gingerly climbed into an awaiting golf cart. Quarterback Donovan McNabb practiced with the Vikings for the first time since he was acquired in a trade with Washington last week. Wide receiver Braylon Edwards has signed a $3.5 million 1-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers. The New York Jets have released wide receiver Jericho Cotchery, apparently clearing the way for veteran Derek Mason to sign with the team. 29-year-old Cotchery had been the subject of trade rumors. and had a pretty impressive career with the Jets. The Dallas Cowboys say cornerback Terrence Newman will miss the entire preseason because of a groin injury. Newman was hurt in practice Wednesday when he got tangled with a receiver during pass coverage drills. Baltimore Ravens and safety Bernard Pollard have agreed to a 2-year contract, a move that fortifies the secondary weakened by the loss of free agent DeJuan Landry. Former Seattle safety Jordan Babineau has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. Starting cornerback Brandon Carr, as we mentioned, signed his restricted free agent tender with Kansas City. He started all 48 games in his 3 seasons for the Chiefs. And Eagles defensive end Victor Abimire would miss the entire season after tearing his Achilles tendon and during a practice on Tuesday. It is expected he'll probably miss the season. NFL players have ratified the new 10-year collective bargaining agreement, and 2 people familiar with the negotiations say the contract allows for testing for human growth hormone. The NFL would become the first major U.S. professional sports league to use blood testing for HGH. Most of the deal to end the NFL's 4.5-month lockout was agreed to last month, but certain elements still must be ironed out. The final CBA language was in place Thursday afternoon, and shortly before, 5 by players voted to approving it. And the NFL will be allowed to check each player annually for HGH, but only after the union is confident in the way testing and appeals will work. Eagles trainer Rick Burkholder said defensive tackle Mike Patterson has a brain condition that may require surgery. Burkholder said Thursday that Patterson is undergoing further tests. The 27-year-old Patterson was hospitalized after suffering a seizure Wednesday morning at training camp at Lehigh University. That's a look at some of the latest news from around the NFL. We'll check some news from Major League Baseball after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
And in Major League Baseball, a game we had for you late here on KJN, Albert Pujols hit his 25th home run and finished a triple shy of the cycle, and 6 relievers combined to pitch 6 innings and help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Marlins 7-4 last night. Pujols came into the game only 1-for-14 on the Cardinals' trip. He walked and scored in the first inning, singled and scored in the third, homered in the fourth, and doubled in the sixth. The first baseman also had a lunging backhanded stop to start a 3-6-3 double play. The Cardinals' David Freese earned a tough go-ahead RBI when he was hit in the helmet by a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded in the third inning. That put the Cardinals ahead to stay 4-3. Freese left the game with a mild concussion and a bruise. Alex Gordon matched his career high with 4 hits, and Yamako Navarro drove in 3 runs to lead the Kansas City Royals over the Baltimore Orioles 9-4 last night as well. In other Major League Baseball scores in the American League, Tampa Bay 7-6 over Toronto in 12 innings. It was Texas 5-2 over Detroit. The Indians topped the Red Sox by a score of 7-3. It was the Yankees over the White Sox 7-2. And the Angels beat up on the Twins 7-1. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-6. Also, the Cardinals, as we mentioned, 7-4 winners over Florida. It was Colorado 6-3 over Washington, Philadelphia 3-0 over San Francisco. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina has been suspended for 5 games after bumping an umpire several times and spraying him with spittle during a run-in this week. Major League Baseball also fined Molina an undisclosed amount he decided against appealing, and the penalty is to begin Thursday night when the Cardinals play at Florida, so it began last night. Molina became incensed after getting called out on strikes by plate umpire Rob Drake in the 10th inning Tuesday night in Milwaukee and got right up in his face. Already ejected, Molina kept bumping his chest into Drake and some spit flew into the umpire's face during the animated dispute. The Cardinals beat the Brewers 8-7 in 11 innings of play. And we will have Cardinals baseball for you again here tonight on the radio. They take on the Marlins. 5:15 will be the pregame start time here tonight. In the Pacific Coast League, it was Sacramento 4-3 over the Omaha Storm Chasers last night, and the iCubs were winners over Fresno 5-2. Today's game, see Fresno at Iowa for 7:05 first pitch at Principal Park, and Sacramento is on the road at Werner Park in Omaha to take on the Storm Chasers at 7:05 as well. And two league officials say NBA Commissioner David Stern makes less than baseball's Bud Selig or the NFL's Roger Goodell, leaving his salary far below the more than $20 million that's been reported. Some reports said Stern's salary at $23 million, angering locked-out players being asked to accept pay cuts in a new collective bargaining agreement. Selig makes more than $18 million annually, and Goodell receives about $10 million in salary, bonus, and incentives. And the Texas Legends have made Bruce Pearl an offer and are waiting to see if the former Tennessee coach will take over the reins of the NBA D-League team. Dallas Mavericks general manager and Legends owner Donnie Nelson presented Pearl with a deal that is reported to be worth as much as $500,000 per season. That's a look at your latest sports here on KJN. Sports this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.